Avodah Zara Perakei Mishnah Beis. We're going to talk now about Taruvasin, where Yayin Nesach becomes Ma'uruv in something kosher. To what point is it Asr and where could we be Matur? Yayin Nesach Shenofal Al Gabi Anovim. Yayin Nesach over here, of course, refers even to Stam Yeno. It fell on grapes. Yadichen, you could wash them off. Vehin Mutarois. They become Mutur. We don't say that the grapes absorb the wine. The grapes are whole, they're not cracked. There's no reason to say that the wine got into the grapes, but even that cold water, putting it under a stream of water in a sink, shouldn't wash it off. However, if the grapes are cracked, maybe they're a little bit old, so they're ready, they're shriveled, they're cracked, so then whatever wine hits it, will a bit of it will get absorbed. Remember that a mashur of Yayin Nesach asers a big amount. Yayin Nesach has a choymer that asers b'mashur. So then it'll be awesome. Nofel al gabi te'enim al gabi t'marim. If it fell on dates or figs, even if they are not shriveled and cracked, they're fresh te'enim or t'marim. The halacha is im yesh behem b'noisim tam, also you're not allowed to eat them. Now, let's pause for a moment over here. The Mishnah has to speak out that the Isser is only Osir if it's Benois and Tam, which means B'der Chalidi can taste it. Or you know for sure that it's not Benois and Tam because it's 60th. That's a Stam Ashas rule. That whenever you want to know that something's not Benois and Tam, either you can taste it. Now you yourself, you're not going to be able to taste it. You'll have to give it to a Goya professional chef. It's called the Gemara Kvela, and he could taste it. You could rely on his sense of taste. Or if you have 60, you for sure covered. There's no Benois and Tam with less than a 60th. That being said, that differential of where it's benois and tam is only by a dover that fell into something that's not the same tam. Nevela fell into vegetable soup, or chicken, tray for chicken fell into cholent. So mel, it's not benois and tam, so you have to see if you can taste it or not. What happens if nevela fell into kosher meat, chicken fell into tray for chicken, and so on? Or in this case, yayin nesach fell into a vat of kosher wine, you're not going to taste it. Over there, the bittel normally takes care of the problem. Because Yayin Nesach is a Nisachom, Chazal added that it's also B'chi HaGavna, even Ba'itza Miyuta, even if it's a very minute amount, it's also a Filu B'mashu. But that's only because the Yayin Nesach is here, it's just rendered very little because there's much more of Yayin Kasha. But if it's Einay B'mina, there we see it as bottle, it completely doesn't exist. So, Mamela, this that we say the Yayin Nesach is also B'mashu is only B'minoi and not Shaloi B'minoi. So, in the Sefer, Yesh Ben B'nois and Tam, it's also. Mashenkin, if this Bittel and it renders it Bilti Nitam, then it's Mutter. But in the Reisha, it's Al Gabi Hanovim. The taste is going to be the same. It's Min B'minoi, so it's also. If it's Beilea, it's also. The Mishnah continues. Maisa. He brought dried figs, dried dates on a boat. There was a barrel of Yayin Nesach that broke, and fell on the Gregories. He asked what the halacha is, they were matir. No, that doesn't fit. If the barrel broke, in the stomach there was enough wine that fell over the Gregories, that it would be benois and tam. So why would they matter? So the Gemara sticks in a whole shtickle, chsum echsev achikotoni, that this that we said in the last in that yesh ben benois and tam is also, that if you could taste it, it's also. That's only if it's benois and tam l'shvach. Nesinas tam by definition means that the tam enhances. So mel, it's not bottle as chshivus. Mashenkin over here, that the taste is benois and tam l'vgam, the taste of wine will ruin gregris. And by the way, you'll have to say that in the ratio, or rather the middle case of the Mishnah, where it says Nofel Agabi Te'enim, is talking about fresh Te'enim, and over there it's Nois and Tam L'Shvach. So if it's Ben Yesh, Ben Nois and Tam, it's also. In the Sefer, it's Gregris, it's dried Te'enim, so therefore it's Nois and Tam L'Vgam. That's the Metzias. Zeh HaKlal. Kol Shebaha Nosoi Ben Nois and Tam, also. Anything that your Nene from the Nesinas Tam, it's enhanced, is also, like we just said, kol she'en banosim benois and tam, if there's no hano in the nois and tam, it's nois and tam levgam, or you don't taste it at all, mutter, kegoin choymit shenofel agabi grisin, vinegar, which is also, That means of wine that's yain neser, if it turns into vinegar, it's still awesome. And it fell on top of beans when they're roasted. That taste of the vinegar will spoil the grease. And that's why it's mutter. That's what the Mishnah has come to say. It's worth being oimed on the lumdus of this din of Neis and Dam of Gan for a moment, because this Mishnah is one of the Iker sources in Shas for this very important din. It's a very important din in Bas B'chalav and Taruv. It's Neis and Dam of Gan. The Gemara learns this out of a din that when something is not roi l'achila, let's say you have meat that's spoiled, or that us meat of Issa that's spoiled. So we say that when it's spoiled, it's not roi l'achila. And when one's not roi l'achila, the Gemara learns out that the pasuk says a nevela l'soichu kol nevela lagea shevish orecha. When is the l'soichu kol nevela? When it's roi lagea shevish orecha, it's roi to feed. If it's not roi l'achila for a regular person, not for one person who will eat spoiled meat, but for the regular person who won't eat it, then we don't treat it as nevela. No, something that's spoiled is not also, and this is the makar l'mashal, they take in a non-edible way, non-kosher ingredients, they may turn it into a pill where you can't eat it, you have to swallow it. Hold, it's not roi l'achila, so it's not nevela. The Gemara learns that out, that the same thing is if something is mixed into a taruvah, it's nois and tam levgam, it's also mutter. The problem with this is that nois and tam levgam is not also, let's say, this case of choymet shenofal gabi grisin, or yayin nesach shenofal al gabi groy grois. We're not talking about it's not roi l'achila. We're talking about a taste that's not enhanced. If you put some sugar in something that would need salt, or you put some salt in something that would use sugar, it's not roi l'achila. It might not taste good, but it's not roi l'achila. So why would it fit this idea of oichel that's any roi l'nevela, where it's not roi l'achila b'chlal? That becomes oi sisa. The answer to this is a gan salamdus. The Rishonim, Achronim, this is one of the ikke shtels in Hilchis Taruvis. And that is that be'etzem, when something is nois and tam levgam, the reason why it's mutter is because it's bottle. Normally, when something enhances the taste, a nevela falls into vegetable soup, is because it enhances the taste of the vegetable soup. It now has an extra bit of flavor to it. And mamele, even though there's very little of the nevela that fell into the pot, if it gives it a taste, so it's not bottle. If the taste that it gives it is not an enhanced flavor, it could become bottle. Who said that the Torah treats enhanced versus non-enhanced as a chsarim? That's nizgala in the fact that food that's spoiled is poka the shem iser. Over here it's poka the shem nisinas tam. But the reason why it's actually mutter is not because it's any roi l'achila. It's not mamash any roi l'achila. It's because once it's mafkia the shem tam, because it's a non-enhanced, it's a nois and dam levgam, then memel the bittel kicks in and the bittel is mavata. That's the oimik and lomdis that's in this din. Mishnah Gimel. Oimik and chavim shei mavir im Yisrael kade yayin mimokim lomokim. Here we have wine that's Yiddish wine. It's not like Mishnah Yud Aleph Yud Beis in the previous perek, where it was Goyish wine that the Yisrael produced. This is Yiddish wine. The Goy is working for the Yid. Lamaisa, the Yid walked away. They're busy transporting it from the wholesale to the retail. So, how do you know that the wine is still kosher? If it's in a matziv where the goy can't be menasech the wine because the yid is with him the whole time, so we're not choshish for nisuch semel, it's not also. The yid is right here. That being said, if the yid walks away, the wine was still becheskes hamishtamer. The yid doesn't tell the goy that he's walking away. He slips out for a second. The goy doesn't know that he's not there. So maybe we still see the guy is not going to fool around with the wine because he sees the yid is on premises. My dear, the Yisrael informed the guy Shum Maflig that he's going to be away for a while. He says he's going to lie down for a half an hour. So the guy knows he has a half an hour with the wine, right? Kidei she yishtoim. There's enough time for him to poke a hole in the barrel. It wasn't just a barrel he had to open up. It was a barrel he had to poke a hole in. V'yistoim, and he has to be able to seal that hole. V'yigoiv, and he has to be able to close up that crack because he wants that the yid shouldn't notice it. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Oimer, Kidei sheyiftach v'yigoyv v'sigoyv. Means that the Tanakhama says that the shear is that he has to make the hole, he has to seal the hole, and he has to seal the area around it. This way you can't see it. Then we say that's long enough for the goy to have played around with the wine, and memela tzasa. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that it has to be a long enough time, is that the goy has to open up the whole barrel, v'yigoy if he has to put it, he has to put another top of a barrel in. It's a little bit more painstaking. The sigoif and the new cover has to seal. They glued it in and it has to seal. So this is going to take a while. Because then you chayshish. But a smaller amount of time just to poke a hole and then seal it and cover it up. Some of the guy doesn't do that. Because why? Because a hole will be nicky. You can never do a perfect job. Mashenka, if you take the whole cover off, so you put in a different cover, you won't notice. But you need enough time to take it off, put in another cover and seal it. But even then, it should be dry. This way the yid shouldn't see it. Either the first year of the Tanakhama, that's the amount of time the FB Choshish, and then the wine becomes awesome.